I ask you each to fully surrender to this healing. I ask you to remember this room is being filled with a lighter harmony. Of the divine love. In such a way that you're more aware of that conscious state of walking in the love. I say this for you to understand that your life can be a prayer. Where you're not even conscious as your soul takes on more of the love. It resounds in a light. It echoes the harmony of the heavens. Then you hear and acknowledge that your footpaths go into a different realm of existence. And you understand the meaning of being in this world, but not of this world. You say that you don't want those pitfalls, and I say to you, consciously choose that, and we will assist you. We ask you to be more aware of your soul's light that is brought about by your willingness to partake of this divine love. In your free will, consciously making the request to be absorbed by that of the Father's, that you may have a higher nature. And this is not to have you lose what is individually yours, but it is to imbue it with the essence of the Father's light. It is to breathe into you a greater consciousness. It is to allow you to soar. And you will soar in this light. You will be happier and more joyful. And you will cease to be so preoccupied with those things that mire you into the spiraling of the trepidations. Keeps mankind hooked to those material things that do not serve them. I say this not for you to turn a blind eye, but to change your perceptions of what you see, and to have you more aware of the power of you being a conscious soul dwelling in the love. It also has you see not only the opportunities, but being aware of the means that you will employ to bring about this rebirth of consciousness, not only into your lives, but in the lives of those around you, or you, cause a curiosity. A curiosity that is attracted to the love in your souls, where you will be sought out and asked, how may I join you? And you will know what they mean. For you will not think of how so much they will compliment you, will be more than ready to share the resources that the divine love brings into your lives and awakens them from the slumber that keeps them attached to merely the material of the earth plane, with random inspirations of hope. What I'm sharing with you is you will be teachers who teach because your lives have become examples of that love. You will not sleepwalk through your lives, but will be conscious of your connection in the light in every instant of your existence here. The Father loves you. We love you. And we are grooming you as our very own. Fully understand what a profound gift is being offered to you. And understand that there will be less instances where you'll be caught up into those patterns that spiral you into anger and darkness. You've asked for and longed for to dwell in the kingdom. And I say to you, awaken. You are here. Do not tarry on the threshold, but come through the doorway into the house of the Lord and see us and experience the examples we have to show you in companionship with us. For we do our Father's bidding. And though He has infinite patience, we see that you are eager to carry about His work, have aspects of your lives for you to forgive yourselves for you to forgive each other for, to allow you more space in your soul to be converted in the love as you empty out of yourself all those things that are not fully in harmony. And you will see what I mean as you catch yourself when you indulge in those things that are not fully giving in the light. So I say to you here and now, you have the power to not only purge yourself, but heal yourself in the light. You say you wish your souls to be in ascendancy over your minds. Then say and acknowledge these words I convey to you. Repeat after me. If you are ready, say your name. I am a redeemed child of the Father. I am a being of dual nature. I am a spiritual being, temporarily enclosed in this physical body the Father has blessed me with. And I will consciously and not involuntarily, but with my full will being exercised in the care and the choice of living as a restored child in the love and light of our Heavenly Father, who created me. And I ask for my spirit guides in assisting me in being fully conscious of the creative forces blessed by the Heavenly Father in giving me the ability to receive His divine love in great abundance. And through the choice of that soul consciousness given me, I actively choose to activate the Christ consciousness in my soul here and now. Father, I ask for your divine love and guidance to be with me and activate here and now, that I may go forth as your apostles in the light, in harmony with my brothers and sisters whose task it is to assist you in the salvation and the harvest of souls, to bring them home to you through the gift of your divine love. Father, I ask for the creative talents you've given me to be activated in all ways to their fullest extent, the creativity, the patience, the humility, the love, the consciousness, the generosity, the humility, and the light of your divine love to shine forth in me here and now in every fiber of my being, creatively, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. For I consciously take my hand, my heart, my mind, my soul to be an instrument of thine through thy will. Amen. Heavenly Father blesses you each, and we welcome you, dear sons and daughters, as our equals in the love. Remember this, and know that we are here and will be called upon by you if summoned in prayer. Know that some of us will come to you whenever you consciously call and in prayer. And the souls who are here, those disembodied spirits who see the Father's shepherds in the love, follow them and be instructed. And know that this is a house of love, but you can come back to in friendship and prayer. And know that the sanctuary of love is a beacon for souls to be transformed, for it is a house of the Lord, and you are welcome when you come bearing so fully to seek the love. With my love and blessings to you each, I am your brother in the divine love, as are you each. Our Father loves you dearly, and that is no small thing. Yes, he loves us all, and how well he is pleased in your progression. Stay conscious of being spiritual beings here. For as I said in my last visit to you, your mansions are beautiful and they are prepared when the time comes. And we ask you to bear fruit in this endeavor of consciously sharing the love and not being afraid of your capacity to give and be in the love. For there are many spirits assisting you. Be not afraid of accomplishments. Be not afraid of your creativity. And be not afraid of it shining forth and receiving a healing in your souls as well as in these vehicles of flesh, of which you temporarily dwell. Let the light and love in you shine forth. I'm your brother and friend, Jesus the Christ, Master of the Celestial Heavens. See the love light shine in your eyes and know who you really are. God bless you each.